We've got another great local artist in studio, and he's actually, see how small the island is, Terry. He's a relative of one of our coworkers.
That's right, VJ Mars. Well, that's how I originally met Danny Loops, probably way back in the spin days, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you guys knew each other before Z? Like a long time.
Long time, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really? We go way back.
Well, because Mars and I worked together way back then. So.
I worked with Mars.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, welcome, Danny, for the first time officially on the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Even though we've been playing your music for years.
I've seen him play live a ton of times. Mm-hmm. Out and about. You're always busy with gigs, which is good. You're one of probably the hardest working local actors in terms of, like, always got a gig on the go. Now, your stage name is Danny Loops.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that might not have seen you, is that your real name?
My actual real name is Daniel Ebanks, but I just recently changed my name from Danny Loops to Dan Ebanks.
Back to Dan Ebanks.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Are we calling this?
We've been doing it wrong, Tim. Yeah.
Are we calling you the wrong name on the air?
Only Terry did, so you're good. You haven't said it wrong yet.
I have been for the past 2 weeks.
Formerly known as Danny Loops.
Yeah.
Formerly known. Well, I mean, when you say that name, everyone knows that name as, you know, as the guy that does the loops. So.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So explain how you originally gave yourself that name, because people that haven't seen you play might not realize that you're kind of like a one-man entire band.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yes, that's the cool thing about it.
Okay, because I haven't seen you live yet. I've only heard your music, which we love.
Thank you.
Which now I apparently got to go through and change the last name on every song here.
And first name, because it's not Danny, it's Dan.
Right, it's Danny. Right, okay.
It's okay, you're not informed. This is what I'm here for, right?
So glad we had you in.
Describe your style, like how you play, so people have never seen you. This is important, Tim.
Absolutely. No.
So I do live looping, which is basically when it's literally in the name, so you just take a section of a song and you loop it. So I play the guitar and then I would loop it, then I would beatbox, and then I would add the bass to it. I'd also add like vocal harmonies.
Oh, wow.
Play it all together.
He's literally a one-man band. So
yeah,
you hear his music on the radio, you think maybe 6 or 7 people are behind this.
Right.
It's one person.
Well, it's also one thing to do that in the studio because there's, you know, I'm sure you're aware, great artists over the years, like Prince wrote, produced, performed, sang, did backup, all that stuff in his own stuff. But like doing it live is a different thing. When you're doing it loops and stuff, that's crazy.
It's fun. It's a lot easier than it seems.
Yeah,
once you know how
says the guy who's been doing it for years.
Oh, really?
But I'll tell you, it's one of the most interesting. That's why I love going to see him play live because of the fact that he is just this one person doing all these, making all the music,
right?
And layering it and looping. It's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So I would imagine like recording then is a breeze for you. It's like nothing.
And no, I mean, obviously if it's the same songs I've been playing for years, then but if it's a new song that sometimes people throw on me on the spot,
then
it's a different story.
Then you're all about like, okay, which sounds do I want with this?
Do you take requests and stuff?
Yeah. I don't normally take requests, but it depends on the person. Like if it's an 8-year-old kid, then
hard to say no, right?
Can't say no to kids. No.
Or a guy walking up with a dog is just looking at me with a puppy dog eyes. Yeah.
You know what's great about being a one-man band is that you never get in a fight with the other band members.
You
don't have to worry about breaking up.
Yeah. Well, you might. Can you break up with yourself?
I mean, that's the thing I was going to say. It depends on how stable you are.
Sometimes you're like, I just need a break for myself, man. I gotta step away.
I'm so sick of myself.
Yeah. So you've been in the studio, obviously, recording, because we just had the new song delivered to us by Mars a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
She sent it to us. She didn't even tell me in the email, by the way. She's like, oh, hey, here's the local artist for you.
She didn't say that half-brother?
No. She's like, here's another local artist for you. I'm like, you could have told me that. First of all, I knew who you were, but I didn't realize that you two were related. I never put that together. So
you grew up here in Cayman?
Yes.
Yeah, born and raised. One of the few.
However, you are living abroad right now, which I just found out before we turned on the mic. So where are you now?
Well, I'm currently here for 6 months, so technically I'm not really living abroad, but I'm based in Barcelona at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why Barcelona?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? But why specifically Barcelona?
So I actually moved there because my now ex-fiance... It's a whole different story for a different day. She's from there, not from Barcelona, but from Spain. So she wanted to be closer to family. I wanted to do music, and there's a lot more music in Barcelona than there is in Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I wanted to learn Spanish. So it was a perfect
win.
And the reason I mention that, because Stegon, I just kind of want to say this on air, is not about her. because if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's just like the worst timing to release a song. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's not for you.
Yeah.
You didn't pull an Adele or something
and write about
a breakup. Okay.
Are you sure there's not some... I'm reading a lot of psychology right now. So are you sure there's not some subconscious under there? Like, you say it's not for her, but it
0%
might...
0% of it.
Yeah.
100%.
So after 6 months, you're still going to go back to Spain, though. You're liking it there. Yeah. The music scene's good.
Yeah. I got a foster cat there that I need to get back to.
So. Oh, well, then for sure.
What did you say? Oh, your foster cat.
Yeah, a foster cat from Humane Society. So I got to get back to her.
You want
to
take some more back with you because...
I'm good. A dog.
I got two so far, so...
Okay, yeah. there's plenty that need homes over there.
Yeah.
So you now, are you releasing full albums? What's your next plan? Like, you've released this single. Do you have a full album in the works?
So I'm actually here not to record my album, but while I'm down here, I'm going to do a full album. So
awesome.
That's exciting.
We can't wait to hear more from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to hear more also.
There's so much music that's coming here, too. A lot of major artists. We got recording studios here now. So
people are
making this a destination. It's great. Well, Danny, it's great to have you in. Thanks for. Can I still say Danny?
Yeah, 100%. So my stage name is Danny.
You don't mind if people call you Danny, but your stage name is Danny. Vince.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Dan. When you call me Dan, it just doesn't resonate with me.
You actually look like a Danny.
You do.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but thank you so much for that.
I mean, I like the stage name. I like the stage name, and I'd like to keep it the same. So we don't have to change the labels.
Yeah, in our system, it's all Danny Loops.
It's all Danny Loops everywhere. Well,
for the sake of for radio, for sure it'll be Danny Weiss.
If people are looking for your music on all the streaming platforms, are they still going to look for Danny Loops?
No. No, that name doesn't exist anymore.
So you've changed it all.
Yeah, even on Instagram, everything's changed.
I was just about to say, and to follow you on Instagram, they go to Dan Ebanks?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
good. Okay, well then hold on. For the first time, this is actually a premiere.
Okay.
First of all, Dan Ebanks, thank you for coming in.
This is the
K-Man Local Artist Series, edition number 8. This is the first time you're hearing, actually, Dan Ebanks. You heard him as Danny Loops, now Dan Ebanks. Here's Stay Gone on the best station in K-Man. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You gave me something brand new, something I thought was real. And I had an innocent heart you were waiting to steal. Oh, I'm running on empty. Need someone to help me, teach me how to heal. Oh, how could I have guessed I could learn from the best? To you it comes so naturally. And I can't forget the face that left such a bitter taste. A smile is all it takes to bring me home. So don't you tell me that it's easy when you are the reason the damage is done. I'm happy alone, it's just a matter of time. Before you show up at my door, just to f*** with my mind. Yeah, you're coming over wearing Coco Chanel, acting like nothing has changed when you know you're not my girl. Don't you tell me that it's easy when you are the reason the damage is done. Sometimes you tell me that it's easy when you are the reason the damage is done. It's getting hard to keep believing.